One of the great pleasures of my job is returning to Blighty, to the mother country, to jolly old England, and rehearsing in pubs. Rehearsing with Radu Shakespeare Company UK, RSC UK actors in pubs. And I'm here now joined by the new cast of The Complete History of Comedy Abridged, Gary Fannin, Matthew Pearson, Andrew Hodges, Stephen Rostance, or as they say here, Stephen Rostance.
Rostance,
I do beg your pardon. Welcome, cheers, gentlemen. Here's to great rehearsal.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 423, UK Comedy Fools. We just completed our first week of rehearsals for our upcoming UK tour of The Complete History of Comedy Abridged, and as is tradition, we sat downstairs in the Bedford Pub in Balham, the third floor of which we rehearse on, to meet and talk to the cast who will be touring the show around the country for the next 5 months.
The only reason we rehearse in the pub is so that, you know, we don't have to walk too far.
Well, exactly. Yeah, we're not fools.
No, it's stupid.
Yeah. So it's also because we hire actors and it's good motivation to get them into rehearsal.
That's right, exactly right. So we're coming to you live again from the Bedford Pub in beautiful Balham, the gateway to the south, if the Goon Show is to be believed, am I right?
Yeah, it's true. Usually that gate's locked, but yeah.
It's a gateway to something, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it is a gateway to something. So we're also here with Davey Naylor, our erstwhile. Producer General Dog's Body, Company Ginger.
Very erst and mostly wild, yes.
Bryony Lemon, cousin to Liz Lemon. Does that have any meaning to you?
Yeah, that's from 30 Rock. I get a lot of lemon.
Oh, very good. All right. So Tina Fey, all right, her work. And also Martin Bristow, our stage manager from the Great North. Am I right?
That's correct, yes, from lovely Scotland.
That's a much better Scottish accent than any of us can do.
Yeah.
You'll be able to work with Gary on his Alexander Graham Bell accent.
I've got to say, Gary's was spectacular. It was exactly what I thought Welsh Pakistani sounded like.
Could he just say Hootsman for us just once? Just say Hootsman.
Hootsman!
Oh, that's the worst groundskeeper Willie I've ever heard. Once again, we put together a cast here, The Complete History of Comedy, and we're going to be, it's an extensive tour. It's probably the longest single tour you've put together so far, Davey, am I right? 5 straight months, January to May, 78 cities this show's going to go to.
79 now, we've booked another one since.
Bravo.
Yesterday. So
a real city or a town of?
Doncaster.
I'll take that. Doncaster counts. Doncaster. And it's a team of that combines two wily veterans, RSC veterans, Gary Fannin, Matt Pearson. Gary, we might as well start with you because what the hell else is there to say about you? You've been with us since the Millennium Show. That was last century.
It was last century. The thing is, nobody else will hire me. You guys are the only people dumb enough to keep offering me a job.
This is true.
And I'm the only one dumb enough to keep taking it.
Well, in fairness, you got a job last year on a big West End musical that was touring the country.
Yes, I did. In fact, I had to say no to you guys because I got this job.
And what happened to that tour?
It died. The show closed. Before I joined, it'll have you know, it was not my doing.
Right.
It was a big musical, which...
It was Fame, wasn't it?
It was Fame.
That cutting-edge musical that's only 30 years old or something.
Exactly, yeah. And of course, they were doing something new with it. Not. And it had already been touring for like 6 months. It actually made the news here about, you know, why are these big, and it was a Bill Kenwright production. Why are these big musicals closing? And I'm thinking, well, it's obvious. It's Fame. Who wants to go see that? As you said, it's 30 years old.
And also, as Davey says, you were playing the African-American kid, which I thought was bad casting.
Yeah, it was bad casting. Yeah. But, you know, they were going for something new. Yeah.
And of course, I go and knock on my door and it's Gary going, Davey, can I come back? And of course, we said, oh, gone in.
Yeah, right.
All right. That reminds me of the way you just said that. That is the collective noun of actors. A whinge.
A whinge.
A whinge of actors. Of actors. Matthew Pearson, since you first joined us for the Shakespeare Show 2 years ago, is that what it was?
Yeah, a little under two years ago, yeah.
You, which is amazing because you're American, you got hired by another British, a kind of a real in air quotes, Shakespeare company. What the Propeller Theater, what are they like?
Propeller Theater, yeah, they're an all-male Shakespeare company. I don't think another one of those exists. I've never heard of that before.
What a concept.
I know, so that was a stretch.
Are there only three of you?
No, there are actually about 15 of us, which I was like, why do we need this many people? Like, why, we're doing the whole play? What are you talking about?
Right.
We could just do it in, like, you know, 5 minutes.
So what do they do? What's their, aside from being all male, I mean, is that their thing? Do they do it as it was originally done in the day, or what's their motto?
No. It's not in kind of the original dress or anything like that. It's very modern. It's very physical. The original concept was that the original show they did was Henry V, and they did it as a bunch of, like, soldiers, a bunch of squatties. And that's where the whole thing came from. So it's like a bunch of guys who've come together to do a Shakespeare play, and the women just happen to be played by men. And you don't make a joke of it. You don't it's something. It's another leap that the imagination of the audience has to take in order to tell the story.
Was the work you did do for the Renew Shakespeare Company at all helpful with Propeller, or did you have to forget everything you did with us?
It's a kind of different beast, because when you're actually doing a full Shakespeare play, there's kind of rules, and you have to observe the meter and all that kind of
talk and listen to people. Yeah.
No, it's such a drag. So it's a different kind of thing. And in the Reduced, you get to kind of make fun of the whole thing, you know, from a respectful point of view. But with a company like Propeller, you've got to kind of, you got to
play it straight.
You got to play it straight, you know. Although we did have a lot of fun with it as well.
So actually, you know, we joke around, but we've already talked about it in rehearsals this week, that we play it straight in what we do too.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the mistake that other companies who do our shows make, is that they don't give it the seriousness it deserves. So was coming back to us, was that easy?
It's just a different kind of thing. I mean, the thing in the Reduced shows is the relationships between the characters, and that you take absolutely seriously, and you have a character in the show, and they have a relationship to everybody else on stage, and there's a character arc that you follow that we've been talking about this week. So it's like, I don't know, it's like a weird mix of things where you're kind of having fun and having fun with the material, but at the same time, you're playing a person who has a relationship with everybody, with the other guys in the show.
Cool. Now, as people know who've listened to the previous podcast with you, Matt, you are a veteran of the 39 Steps.
Yeah.
In the West End, at our old stomping grounds, the Criterion Theater.
That's right. They've been going 8.5 years at the Criterion. Tell me, Austin, how many years did the Reduced do at the Criterion?
Just over or under 9?
It was 9 years, 1 month.
9 years and 1 month. So we still hold the record.
Yeah, we got to get that show closed and quick.
We got to do
before they break the record.
Well, we are doing our best to nick all the actors from the 39 Steps.
Well, and this is where I was going. Yes, not so. We discovered that the 39 Step casting people are doing so much of our homework for us, because not only do we have Matt Pearson,
Richard Ead as well from last.
That's right. We had Richard Ead from the Bible Tour, who was a 39 Step vet, And we now have another 39-step veteran, the distinguished Andrew Hodges, who's also joining us. Say hello, Will.
Hello there. How are you?
Yeah. Good. Which part did you play in 39 Steps?
I started off doing the understudies for the Man 1-2, just as Matt did, and then I went into the West End and kind of finished off doing just Man 2 for the
So Man 1 and Man 2 are the two clowns.
The clowns there.
And so you had to double both of them. I mean, that just seems, I said this to you last time we talked about Matt, that just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, no, and it is a lot of work, but I mean, and the reason why you've got so many actors from 39 Steps, because I'm actually the product of a laboratory, so I'm an actor that's made out of the old pieces of old dead actors that's been cobbled together.
That's funny.
Richard Ede is also one of those, so I'm from the 39 Steps laboratory, created. I'm like the universal actor, but I don't look like Dolph Lundgren.
Well, and what I love too about that, you're American, obviously, I can tell by your accent, but you've been over here so long, you say things like laboratory instead of laboratory, which is what Americans say.
Yeah.
Are you saying whilst as well?
Always whilst. I'm always doing things whilst I'm doing other things. Yeah. I know, I'm so sorry.
He's only semi-doing it.
I see. But I'm assuming that you must have a fantastic English accent since you've been here so long. Do you?
It's okay. I don't know. I mean, I think it's a bit, it's a little bit Dick Van Dyke, but at the same time, called Blimey Governor, I think that it is not as bad as our thoughts.
That's really good.
That's really good.
That's fantastic.
I've been working on it for a long time, so,
That was sort of that Edwina, wasn't it, from Ab Fab? That was fantastic. That was really...
So much better than mine.
Why do all the English sound very camp? I don't know. What is it?
What is
well,
it?
Well, it's
Americans, when they do English accents, always very camp. I don't know. Well, it's
like, are you still picking handkerchiefs out of your sleeves, right?
Hello, my name is Judy Spires, and I work at BBC Radio Devon, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSE the RSE? Next week, we start performing the complete history of Comedy Abridged in Didcot, Norwich, and Milton Keynes, the first three of what is now a 79 or 80 city tour across the UK and Ireland. We'll also have a few dates in the US later this spring, plus more US dates this summer and fall, which we'll add to our website as soon as we nail them down. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information.
So, Rostens. I don't know. Do you have a preference?
In the UK, right. It's Rostens.
It's Dave.
Yeah,
all right.
Just call me anything you want.
Now, I can't remember. I can't remember. It's been such a long time since I saw your audition. Do you have any credits at all? Were you in 39 Steps? Did we just get you off the street? What the hell have you done?
No. You found me in this pub.
I knew this is a great pub.
Yeah.
You did find him in this pub.
It's true. We did.
I didn't even know. I think I walked into the wrong room.
Are you an actor at all?
No, not really. Well, I am now. Yes. So thank you for that.
Not at all. No, I remember you came. I remember you came in, and I believe you brought your ukulele to the audition, or you brought your gitalele or something. You brought an instrument.
Yeah. I had a baritone ukulele, some juggling balls, and a mop. Because I was doing some cleaning work at the time. It was just sort of luck, really. I realized in that room that I could juggle and play the ukulele.
Listen, as we always say, acting talent is about five or six notches down the priority list of what we're looking for.
Exactly. That's what you said. Yeah.
Yes. If you can play an instrument and clean up after the actors, you're in.
You preferred the fact that I wasn't an actor.
It's true. No acting, please. Is the Reduced Shakespeare Company motto.
You should see this guy play the ukulele and juggle at the same time. It's extraordinary.
It's pretty fantastic. I will say that in our first week of rehearsal now, I haven't had to say, stop acting. It's been really lovely.
That's true, because we haven't been doing any acting.
No, you haven't been doing... this is true.
It's very easy to stop acting when you never started.
So that'll be the note for the second week of rehearsals. Could you start acting now, please? Got it. So, Steve, you've been over here in this country for a very long time.
That's right.
Where did you grow up in the States? Were you born there? Did you move here early? What happened?
I was born in Montana in
Big Sky Country. Oh my God! Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, in 1985, and I moved to the UK in 1986.
Okay.
And
Jesus, that's the year I met my wife. God damn, you're making me feel old.
But you are old.
Well, I guess he's got the job. I can't fire him now for saying that. But all right, yeah.
Yeah, and I've pretty much been living in this pub since 1987. So, yeah.
That's good. But one of your parents is an American, so this is where you get the accent and are able to do it so well?
No. Both of my parents are French. I mainly grew up watching reruns of Frasier and Jersey Shore. Weirdly.
Yeah. I wondered where your abs came from. But that totally explains it.
That's it. That's it. That's all. My only friend was a pull-up bar. So.
This is great. Andy, we didn't get to talk about your background. Where did you come from in the States originally?
I'm originally from Montana.
We get so many actors from Montana. There's only about 50 people in that entire state, and they're all here.
I grew up next to Steve.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I say next to him. It was like 6 miles away, but nonetheless,
I see.
And you hadn't met before till you got the Reduced Shakespeare Company gig?
No, not really. I mean, I grew up, my best friend was a bear, so I didn't...
Wait, are we talking gay code now, or an actual bear?
Which would you like it to be, Austin?
You're getting bear confused with beard. There's a crucial letter there.
Got it, sorry, I do apologize.
But the good thing is both of you guys managed to work here in the UK. We talked about this a little bit last time. I think we're seeing, wouldn't you agree, Davey, a higher quality of actor coming into our auditions. And I think we're able to hire better guys right out of the gate. Am I right?
Yes, I think the filter on my acting filter is getting a lot better. You know, we've got a decent filter now. We're getting good at this. We had a great team doing the Bible last year. And
in fact, David Ellis and Richard Ead from the Bible Tour are both off working. They have other jobs. They're off on big tours of their own.
See, that's what I was talking about. They can get other jobs. People will hire them. Nobody will hire me except you guys. But I'm happy to be here.
No. This is a whole separate podcast. Gary's employment woes.
Yeah. Gary, I was saying, my apartment really needs a good clean. Are you available?
I think I'm busy with rehearsal.
You know who's good at that is Steve.
I've still got the mop.
Oh, amazing.
What is the business like these days here? I mean, to be semi-serious for a second, are there gigs to be had? Is it?
I would say yes and no. I mean, I was really lucky last summer. I got my first sort of TV thing on a big show. I got a little episode on 24, which was great, but it happened so fast. I had the audition one day, that night they cast me, and I was on the set the next day, and by midnight I was done.
Doing the African American kid.
I was playing.
So that fame thing actually did help.
So you're finding a niche for yourself as African American kids. This is good.
I'm sorry, Gary, I would watch that, but I didn't see 1 to 23, so I didn't
purely on the most common auditions you get are going to be kind of for commercials, that sort of thing. And I got to say, I mean, maybe I'm a bit jaded these days, but I go into them with a slightly different attitude than maybe I come to, say, your one when I kind of gave a crap about it. the memory of being in too many commercial auditions where somebody goes, okay, now we just, if you want to take your top off, I'm going to pluck your back hair while you take a bite out of this onion. And then we'll just see how it goes, Andy. And I don't really care about anything you're saying.
Well, we did not objectify you in your in your audition. That had to have helped.
One of the really nice things, if you're an actor, is to build relationships with companies like this one, and it's always nice to come back and work with people who you worked with before, so you're not just going from random job to random job, and that's what I really like about being an actor, and I've managed to build a relationship with a couple of companies now, and hopefully that'll continue.
And I think one of the hard things is like you don't get a lot of theater auditions. You know, as Andy just said, you know, it's all commercials. Well, most of them tend to be commercials, or for these reconstruction things on the History Channel. But
right.
I actually had an audition for a theater company back in September, and they actually offered me the job. But it was actually about 8 weeks of work, which would have conflicted with this, right?
And African American.
No, it was non-African American. It was a great play, actually. It was a play. I'm not going to say what it was because of where the story's going, but it was a play that had been in New York, and they were bringing it here, and I really wanted to do it. It was a great role. But for about 8 or 9 weeks' work, the money that they offered me was, to be honest, not much more than I would get for 1 week of doing this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't,
You can't afford it.
I can't afford it.
No, I know. We're not doing this as a hobby. This is what we do.
It's my profession. I'm offering a service. I get up on stage, say most of the lines in the right order.
Most of the time, yeah.
Most of the time, you know, and try to make people laugh.
Is it because our auditions spare on the vine because you're American? Do Americans get fewer auditions than Brits?
I think that is true. Even though, you know, we can, you know, on our resumes we say that we can do British accents, but, you know, I think we just don't naturally get seen for those.
Right.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your British fools via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews of this podcast on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, American Fool Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand, and Peter Bufano. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Alan T. Butcher. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Judy Spires from BBC Radio Devon, and thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 423-1269ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
So, Matt Pearson, Andy Hodges, veterans of the 39 Steps.
Oh, God.
Do you still have in your bag of trick, singular, the great 39 Steps speech? If you do, hit it together and take us out.
The first feature of the new engine is its greatly increased ratio of compression represented by R minus 1 over R to the power of gamma and 9 secants to the power of x, y squared, duplicated by 32.71.88 point recurring refrigerant.
I'm out.
19 alpha and 40 were equal cubes of epsilon. No, I'm done.
Oh, well done, yay! Well done, well done, well done.
God. Here's to you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Cheers.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less.